I'm delighted to be here to discuss the introduction of zinc as a diarrhea treatment for children under five. I'd like to start by providing a bit of background on diarrhea management, the results of a set of field trials that were conducted in the 1990s, and the latest treatment recommendations from WHO and UNICEF. Then I'll provide a brief description of two of our zinc programs where we have implemented community-based strategies and discuss some of our research results related to those programs. And lastly, I'll touch upon our findings and conclusions. After pneumonia, diarrhea is the second leading cause of death among children under five worldwide. You can see this in the purplish-blue slice at the bottom of the pie chart. It accounts for an estimated 1.3 million deaths per year, most of which are a consequence of dehydration. In the 1990s, a number of effectiveness trials were conducted in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Research results from a meta-analysis of these studies, as reported by the Zinc Investigators Collaborative Group in 2000, are presented here. Overall, the studies found a 25 to 29% reduction in duration of both acute and persistent diarrhea, a 40% reduction in treatment failure or death in persistent diarrhea, and in the 2 to 3 months following zinc supplementation, studies have shown a significant decrease in the incidence of both diarrhea and pneumonia. Based on the preponderance of the evidence from the field trials just presented, WHO and UNICEF in 2004 issued a joint statement revising their recommendations for the treatment of uncomplicated pediatric diarrheas. The new recommendation calls for treatment to include 10 to 20 milligrams of zinc for 10 to 14 days, as well as a new low osmolarity ORS with lower levels of both glucose and sodium. Home-prepared rehydration solutions are also acceptable, and these are known as oral rehydration therapy, or ORT. Taking those recommendations to heart, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, contracted with a number of cooperating agencies to assist governments to revise diarrhea management policies and promote zinc use. Apt Associates was awarded a contract to promote zinc through the private sector. This was known as the Social Marketing for Diarrheal Disease Control, Point-of-Use Water Disinfection and Zinc Treatment, or PUSIN project. In implementing our private sector programs, we worked closely with the public sector. We wanted to be sure that zinc was available through the public sector clinics, either free or at a price affordable to the poor, or through commercial retail outlets, also at an affordable price. We've also worked to create demand among mothers and health service providers so that both groups know that zinc is now the recommended first-line treatment for diarrhea. My focus today is to describe our programs in two countries in Africa, Benin and Madagascar, both of whom have significant rural populations not reached by the commercial private sector, where we needed to use a community-focused strategy. In Benin, there were no pharmaceutical firms producing zinc, so we imported both zinc and ORS, packaged them together into a diarrhea treatment kit containing 2 sachets of the new low osmolarity ORS and 10 tablets of 20 milligrams zinc sulfate. Our implementing partner, Population Services International, or PSI, had previously marketed ORS by putting them in packaging them together in a 3-sachet box called Oracell. So we built on that brand recognition in marketing Oracell zinc. In Benin, we were trying to reach rural populations without access to television, and we knew that we needed some focused interpersonal approaches. The PUSIN program developed partnerships with 13 local NGOs and 13 local rural radio stations. We established formal contracts between NGOs and community health authorities. NGO animators conducted small group sessions, door-to-door activities, and special events. We synchronized NGO activities with the most popular radio station in each area. aired radio spots, and participated in radio talk shows. During a second phase of this program, we entered into agreements with community health agents and partnerships with women's groups. We used public sector health animators and microfinance networks, incorporated discussion about diarrhea prevention and treatment into activities of partners such as vaccination days and weekly meetings. We established community sales channels through community health workers who were able to generate income by selling diarrhea prevention and treatment products. Madagascar was one of the first countries to incorporate zinc into diarrhea management practices. However, again, there was no viable pharmaceutical industry with whom to partner. So PSI imported zinc and ORS, packaged them together, and used their own distribution channels to get the product into participating retail points. UNICEF provided zinc and ORS for the public sector. In January 2009, a major political upheaval derailed much of the public sector program, and in order to assure the continued availability through the private sector, we created two diarrhea treatment kits, one sold at a full cost recovery price through the pharmacies and drug shops, and another at a subsidized price sold through NGO-supported community sales agents. Again, we were trying to reach rural populations with no access to television and limited access to radio. We worked closely with USAID's bilateral project, SanteNet, which was centered in 225 communities. These included partnerships with three international NGOs and five local community or faith-based organizations. Our activities focused on setting up delivery systems via NGO networks, training community-based sales agents, and providing them with an initial supply of both kits and educational materials. We also sent mobile video units into the rural communities and developed radio spots for local radio stations. Now for our research results. In both countries, we used a similar structured questionnaire that was administered face-to-face to trained interviewers to caregivers of children under five, collecting information on diarrhea treatment practices, exposure to program messages and media, and knowledge and perceptions related to diarrhea and to zinc. All results presented here are weighted to account for the complex sampling designs used in each country. We conducted population-based cross-sectional surveys in both countries. The number of children with diarrhea ranged from 307 in Benin in 2009 to 1,000 in Madagascar. It should be noted that in Madagascar and Benin in 2011, the surveys were designed to focus primarily on caregivers whose children had diarrhea, and thus the larger sample size. The 2009 Benin survey was part of a more general health survey. Across both countries, pediatric diarrhea was defined as having three or more loose or watery stools over the course of a day during the past 2 weeks. In Madagascar, the survey was conducted in a sample of program districts and a sample of comparison districts, while in Benin, only program areas were surveyed. This slide summarizes ORS, ORT, and zinc use in the two countries. Use of ORS or ORT was very high, around 73% to 74% in the two countries. This dropped in Benin in 2011, but our data is so new that we haven't had time to explore the reasons. Zinc use was lower in Madagascar, which was not a surprise since it had only relatively recently been introduced. Zinc use ranged from 4% in Madagascar to 31% in Benin in 2009 and 54% in Benin in 2011. You will note that in Benin, advice is sought primarily from family and friends and from public sector health clinics. This confirmed our hypothesis that focusing on community resources in rural areas would be important. These become even more important when one adds community health workers to family and friends as sources of diarrhea management information. When we look at Benin data by urban versus rural factors, we see that urban caregivers are more likely to seek advice from a health center or pharmacy, while rural caregivers are seeking advice from both formal and informal community-based resources. And where did these caregivers in Benin obtain zinc? Urban caregivers were more likely to access pharmacies, while rural caregivers obtained zinc from community health workers. Public sector health clinics were an important source for both urban and rural residents. Our results are very similar in 2011 in Benin. In Madagascar, we asked where the caregivers sought advice for treatment. You will note that here that although clinics were the major source of advice, family and friends figured prominently. And sources of information about zinc as a diarrhea treatment included, first, our mobile video presentation, secondly, family and friends, and third, radio or television. And where did zinc users in Madagascar obtain zinc? Our survey compared several different types of program districts. You'll notice these across the bottom, those supported by the Ministry of Health, UNICEF, our two program districts, and two control districts. I'd like to draw your attention to the green lines in the middle of the section of the slide. In UNICEF-supported districts, where community health workers were trained to provide zinc, they were an important source of zinc treatment. And in the two PUZN districts, you'll note that both community health workers and community-based distributors were important sources of treatment. Our program was about 1 year old in the PUZN 1 districts, but it had just started in the PUZN 2 districts. However, in both, community-based agents were important sources of treatment. In the control districts, where zinc was not available in the public sector, all zinc users had access products from the private sector. To conclude, our data does show the importance of working through community channels to both promote and sell zinc and ORS as diarrhea treatments. Our partnerships with community-based organizations considerably helped to increase awareness and access to these products. Thus, we believe that including interpersonal channels of communication and sales are essential to improving diarrhea management in accordance with UNICEF and WHO guidelines. Thank you. For additional information, I can be reached at the email address on the slide. Please visit our shop's website for additional information about our zinc programs, and I have put a number of our full research reports on these two countries on the back table, which you can pick up as you leave. Thank you.